I'd like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us many times before, going to tell us about the upcoming events at the LaPorte County Symphony, Tim King, the Executive Director. Tim, always welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Tim. It's so nice to see you.
Oh, thank you. It's great to see you guys, too. Thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Well, you got a lot of things happening, but the one that's exciting, especially maybe for younger audiences, and when I say younger, I'm saying, you know, under 60 maybe, who are fans.
Hopefully under 16.
Well, but I mean, you know, people in my generation will be excited about the things you have. So tell us about that upcoming concert, Film Fest.
Well, Carolyn Watson, our music director, has programmed, I think, just a wonderful concert for the final concert of our 49th season.
Wow.
Film Fest. With music from The Magnificent Seven, from Oscar Wilde, from Harry Potter, from Star Wars, from Spider-Man. And the majority of the concert really is a tribute to John Williams, who just recently turned 90 and is still composing full time with a pencil, by the way.
I know.
Composing with a pencil. And he's supposedly he's booked 3 or 4 years out with movies. But I think what people will really get a kick out of this concert is we have a lot of extra things that are going on with this. We really, really want to make this a family-friendly concert. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The concert's at 7. And by the way, it's Saturday, April the 23rd at the Civic Auditorium in LaPorte. With the doors opening at 6, we're going to have an instrument petting zoo for the younger folks at the orchestra. And folks that don't know what an instrument petting zoo is, we're going to have a string person, a wind person, and a brass person from the orchestra. And Quinlan and Fabish is going to provide instruments for us. And the young ones are going to be able to try out an instrument. Maybe
so important.
Yeah, I think so. And so between 5th and 6th grade, I think, is when most schools try out their instruments. And so we really want to encourage the young ones to come in and try out an instrument from 6 to 6:45 at the rear of on the floor of the auditorium. And then on top of that, we're really encouraging people to dress in character costumes. If you're a Harry Potter fan or you've got your favorite Star Wars character, come on up, because I believe a lot of our orchestra members are going to do so. And Carolyn has threatened to do so as well. So what she's going to do, I've learned not to try to...
I don't know. You might get a lot of lightsabers going off during the Star Wars.
I think
Wars.
You're probably right. In fact, one of the other things that we're doing is a magic baton competition, which we always have. We haven't done it in a couple of years.
The dueling mayors.
Tom Dermody and Dwayne Perry, Dermody from LaPorte and Perry from Michigan City, are going to vie against each other to see who can conduct the orchestra at the top of the second half. We got a really nice photo op with them with using the lightsabers as well. So yes, I do expect lightsabers to be there, and that would be fine. In fact, the entire second half of the concert is going to be a Star Wars suite. So Star Wars fans, get ready. You're just going to be totally immersed in Star Wars music. And a lot of people don't realize that this music is difficult. John Williams does not write for grade one piano books. I mean, he writes difficult music, especially for the brass. But it's always tends to be brass heavy, which is terribly exciting. So our musicians are definitely going to get a workout with this one.
Well, Tim, that's why at 90 years old, he's booked 4 years out.
Yeah. And, you know, he's very humble, too, because I heard a quote of him. He says, "I'm just a guy with a pencil that writes notes."
Isn't that something? Well, I heard that he writes 2 minutes of music a day is how he does it.
Wow.
Very steady about that. And my good friend Bob Bernhardt, who's the principal pops conductor at Grand Rapids, is a good friend of Mr. Williams and has been to his house many times. And he's got photos of all these huge albums. And it's like the entire score to Raiders of the Lost Ark. And it's all in pencil, just page after page.
My gosh.
In pencil. But it's, as you all know, you know, between the Olympic themes and the various movies, and the music is just, it's fantastic. It's inspirational. It's great, great music to hear. And I really hope people will come out. They can buy their tickets online at lcso.net. Or if you happen to live in LaPorte, they can go to Roxy Music or the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, which are 60 and over. And students are admitted for free. We're one of the few orchestras in the country that admit students for free. So if you've got a family of 5 kids, the parents just have to pay for themselves, and your kids get in for free. So this will be a really nice opportunity to hear the orchestra and have a nice evening out.
Oh, it sounds like a great evening and everything. And John Williams is a, I remember first encountering him, even pre-Jaws, on a movie called Cinderella Liberty. It's very interesting.
Oh, Cinderella. I know that movie. Yeah.
Paul Williams actually wrote the one song in it, and then they had Toots Thielman, who played the harmonica. And it's like, and I think he was listed as Johnny Williams or something on the Reddit. Well, tell us what else you have going on there. Yeah, I think you have some things.
Well, we just had Hoosier Star auditions. Third weekend of March, and we have chosen 10 finalists. We don't have that out yet because we've just taken their photos. They've just had their song selections. But I really, truly do think we've got another great round of singers in the area. We have 24 different communities were represented in Hoosier Star auditions this year from Indiana. And our finalists hail from LaPorte, Michigan City, Chesterton, Crown Point, Fort Wayne, and Terre Haute, Indiana.
Wow.
So it truly is going to Who's your star this time?
Tim, do you have time to talk about the New Generations program? I think that's...
Yes. New Generations is basically three different aspects. It's our education conference that we present every October, which we encourage teachers to sign up for. It's our student apprentice program, which talented music students in their instruments get a chance to actually become a member of the orchestra for 1 year. And then the third arm is our collaboration with Drew's Gift, which we encourage people to donate any instrument. We don't care how good or bad it is because they can fix it. So far in LaPorte County alone, we've donated 115 instruments to this program in the past 18 months. And they are given to at least to students who cannot afford or purchase an instrument. And that's
brilliant.
That's an ongoing process.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming in Art in the Air Spotlight, sharing about Film Fest. And it's coming up April 23rd, 7 p.m., LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Tim, thank you so much for sharing on Art on the Air.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Tim.